We check in with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning. Very happy Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. This is the third year we have officially celebrated this federal holiday, but it goes back and it's much deeper than that. However, a lot of Americans, as you're aware, a lot of Pittsburghers weren't really up to speed on the details of what Juneteenth meant until fairly recently. So can you explain the historical significance?
Absolutely. So when you think of the traditional 4th of July and was it 1776, you know, when we broke from the British rule, all Americans weren't free. You know, black Americans, some others were still in bondage. And so, and then there was Emancipation Proclamation in 1863 by Lincoln, which freed many slaves, but only in rebel states. People don't realize that. So the Emancipation Proclamation wasn't truly an altruistic act. It was a strategy to disrupt the Confederates, right, to stabilize slavery and hoping that enslaved folks would actually become spies. But still, folks in rebel states like Texas should have been freed, but people didn't learn until 2 years later. So again, Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, people in Galveston, Texas, and other areas of Texas weren't free until 2 years later. And so Juneteenth celebrates a more holistic freedom. But the reality is that black people still weren't free. So in Delaware and I think Delaware and another state, Kentucky, people were still enslaved. But total freedom from slavery officially was in December of 1865 with the ratification of the 13th Amendment. A lot of people don't know that. So I think, you know, all of us should celebrate it because it represents a greater freedom, you know, for all Americans, just not certain folks.
So how do you recommend citizens celebrate?
Well, I'd say before I even get that, I just want to say that we still are fighting for freedom, right? There's a lot of DEI bills and things like that and things that do impact people's freedom, freedom for history. So I encourage people to be aware that although we celebrate Juneteenth, there still is a lot of work to do. I'd say there are many ways to celebrate. I know what we did as an Urban League, we participated in B. Marshall's parade last week. We marched in it. We were vendors. We enjoyed the arts and things like that. You can, you know, educate and reflect, I think, to learning the history a little bit as I'm speaking today. So, like, delve deeply into that. You can find a lot of good information out in our internet, especially at the National, I think it's the National African American Museum. They have great information on their site. I say advocacy and awareness, again, advocating for change, you know, social media campaigns, family activities and gatherings, supporting black businesses. So it's a number of ways that you can do that. And there's a Fusion Fest, actually, on the 29th. It's a City of Pittsburgh official Juneteenth, and they're having a lot of great things. And yours truly will feature author and speaker from 2:45 p.m. To 3:15 p.m. You can go to JuneteenthFusionFest.com for more information. But I say really reflecting on what it means, fighting for equality, you know, looking for how far we've come, but also that we still have work to do and how we can work to create equity and equality for all people.
I want to share something that the great and late author August Wilson, who's certainly a treasure in this town and across not only the country, the world, in his works. He says, quote, "People look at black American history and they say, oh, you poor people, what you were subjected to, that's such a horrendous thing. I'm sure you want to forget that." And August Wilson goes on to say, "I say, no, I don't want to forget that because it's a triumph. Black America is a tremendous triumph." August Wilson.
Yeah, I love that quote because I'd say, you know, our history, no matter what race or ethnic background you're, is part of who we are, and that's why it's important that we fight against these anti-DEI campaigns, these anti-true history. I mean, our history is what shapes us. Not that we just want to dwell on negative, but all those things make us who we are. And there's a pride. Yes, there's suffering, but there's character and there's lessons to be learned. And so I think when we deny people, any person's history, you erase the existence of those people. And just because we talked about this on the show before, Larry, something makes people uncomfortable, we'll get over it, right? Think more about the people who went through the thing being uncomfortable than those who are uncomfortable. It's not like making those are opportunities for growth and understanding all of our experience. We all have stories, and we don't have the right to erase anybody's story because you erase those individuals when you work to erase their story, no matter who they are.
Well, on that note, happy Juneteenth to you, Carlos.
Same to you.
Thank you, and we'll
God bless you.
Talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, on the Big K Morning Show.